The following is a confidential document presented by the SCP Foundation. Secure, contain, protect. This document is for authorized personnel only. Presenting item number SCP-1825 for classification, the Wrecking Pinball. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-1825 is to be contained in a 5-meter by 5-meter by 3-meter storage room. Testing with SCP-1825 is recommended to take place inside a 10-meter by 34-meter by 3-meter rectangular room composed of reinforced steel and must be authorized by at least 2 Level 3 personnel. SCP-1825 is only allowed to be removed from storage for testing purposes and is not to be activated outside or inside a spherical room. See Addendum 1825-01-A. The following is a description of the object. SCP-1825 is a blue pinball machine measuring 2 meters by 50 centimeters by 1.7 meters. SCP-1825 features an empty playing field with 2 flippers on the bottom and a hatch for a ball to enter at the top, a scoreboard, and a plunger. Currently, the highest score is 30,232,450. See Test Log 1825-01-11, which has been recorded on SCP-1825's scoreboard. When SCP-1825 is activated, all entities in the room are restrained from below their waist by an unseen force, making movement impossible. The subject who activated SCP-1825 is not affected and is able to move freely. When the subject pulls SCP-1825's handle, the hatch will release one metal ball that, once hit by a flipper, will create an invisible force in the room whose movement reflects how the ball moves on SCP-1825's playing field. When this force collides with a wall, subject, or object in the room, the item hit will be variably damaged from the collision while retaining its position and approximate shape from the time of activation. When the subject is hit, which results in the subject's upper half disconnecting from their waist, while their lower half remains supported. Objects unaffected from this force are SCP-1825, the subject who pulled the plunger, and any object and persons entering the room after activation. When the ball returns to the drain, everything that was affected ceases to be supported by SCP-1825 and collapses if it was damaged significantly. The weight and density of the force created from SCP-1825 increases with the number of points on the scoreboard, which allows the ball to start at an estimated 1 kilogram per square meter and theoretically increase to 999,999,999 kilograms per cubic meters when the scoreboard has reached its limit. Due to SCP-1825 providing only one ball and the extensive damage that would ensue, this has yet to be achieved. SCP-1825 was found after an incident where an abandoned arcade game factory collapsed. The date and location of this incident have been redacted for security reasons. One body was found in the area, a vagrant presumably seeking shelter inside the factory. It is assumed that the vagrant activated SCP-1825 and died from the debris created from leveling the building. The name of this vagrant has been redacted for security reasons. SCP-1825 was found in the wreckage protected from the debris by several steel girders. Due to the proximity of recovery to SCP-142, investigation into the potential for a shared origin between the two objects is currently ongoing. See the Addendum 1825 Testing Log 1825-01 for further information. The following is the Test Log 1825-01 for SCP-1825, the Wrecking Pinball. Forward. All testing rooms used with SCP-1825 are to have walls composed of reinforced steel in order to prevent an incident similar to the one prior to containment. Test Number 1, Subject D-Class Personnel Number 1, Time February 2nd, 7 a.m. Test. Place SCP-1825 inside an empty 10-meter by 34-meter by 3-meter room and use SCP-1825 normally. Result. Banging could be heard against the walls whenever the D-class personnel had the ball hit the side of the playing field. Test was otherwise uneventful. Test Number 2, Subject D-Class Personnel Number 1, Time February 2nd, 7:14 a.m. Test. SCP-1825 is to be used inside the previous room, with a large table placed in the center. Result. When the ball hit the space approximately located to the table on the playing field, SCP-1825 interpreted the table as a bumper. As the D-Class personnel hit the table, the force increased in density and eventually made large dents in the walls. Once the table was hit twice, the table was damaged, reaching a score of 10 before collision. Once the ball fell into the drain, the table immediately collapsed. Test Number 3, Subject D-Class Personnel Number 1 and 2, Time February 2nd, 8:09 a.m. Test. SCP-1825 is used inside the room with an additional D-class inside, D-class personnel number 2. Result: D-class personnel number 2 immediately expressed discomfort once SCP-1825 was activated, reporting an inability to move his legs. After each collision with D-class personnel number 2, the score increased by 10 points. When hit for the fourth time, reaching a score of 30 beforehand, D-class personnel number 2's torso disconnected from the lower half of his body and landed on the floor while the lower half of his body was supported. D-class personnel number 1 immediately let go of SCP-1825 and backed away. When the ball went down the drain, D-class personnel number 2's lower half was released and fell to the ground. Test Number 4, Subjects D-class personnel number 1. Time February 2nd, 9:30 p.m. Test. Activate SCP-1825 in a rectangular room that measures 10 meters by 34 meters by 3 meters, with one hole in the floor measuring 2 meters in diameter. D-class personnel number 1 is to use SCP-1825 normally. Result. Once the hole was hit, SCP-1825 interpreted it as a kickout hole, and the scoreboard gained 50 points. The force was then ejected toward the wall at a speed of approximately 72.4 kilometers per hour. A large hole in the wall was left after the collision, measuring 2 meters in diameter. The test was terminated immediately afterwards. Test Number 5, Subject D-Class Personnel Number 1, Time February 2nd, 9:40 a.m. Test. SCP-1825 is used inside an 11-meter by 11-meter by 4-meter room. Walls are equipped with motion sensors to check for any distortion in the force created by SCP-1825. Result: when activated, SCP-1825 emitted a series of noises commonly heard from a standard pinball machine before allowing the ball to be deployed. When hit, the force was distorted to the shape of an oval, which caused the ball inside SCP-1825 to curve away from its typical projection. Test Number 6, Subject, D-Class Personnel Number 1. Time, February 2nd, 9:50 a.m. Test. SCP-1825 is used inside a three-walled room, with each wall measuring 11 meters and a height of 4 meters. Walls are equipped with motion sensors to check for any distortion in the force. Result. When activated, SCP-1825 emitted a series of noises, see test log 1825-01-A-4. Afterwards, D-Class Personnel Number 1 was able to use SCP-1825. However, the force seemed to vary in width as it moved across the playing field. Test Number 7. Subject, D-Class Personnel Number 1. Time, February 2nd, 10 a.m. Test. SCP-1825 is used inside a cylindrical room, with a diameter measuring 11 meters and a height of 4 meters. Walls are equipped with motion sensors to check for any distortion in the force. Result. When activated, SCP-1825 emitted an identical series of noises, like in Test 4 and 5, and D-Class Personnel Number 1 was able to use SCP-1825. However, the ball's course has become unpredictable, and often bounces to hit the glass. Test Number 8. Subject, D-Class Personnel Number 1. Time, February 2nd, 10:10 a.m. Test. Use SCP-1825 in a spherical room that has a diameter of 12 meters. Walls are equipped with motion sensors to check for any distortion in the force. Result. When activated, SCP-1825 emitted a series of pings before letting D-Class Personnel Number 1 pull the plunger, although louder and longer than those observed in Test 5, 6, and 7. When the ball hit the flipper, the room immediately broke off from the rest of the building and launched itself northwest for approximately 500 meters outside. The room fell 3 stories once brought outside and returned to the building. The ball stopped when it lightly hit the side of the site, leaving minimal damage to the first floor. When the inside of the room was examined, blood covered approximately 30% of the interior. SCP-1825 was found on its side, with the left hind leg bent from D-Class Personnel Number 1 colliding with it, and the words TILT displayed across its scoreboard. Aside from this, SCP-1825 was otherwise undamaged. Collateral damage includes one empty office, part of a hallway, one janitorial closet, and 2 bathrooms, plus 1 D-Class personnel. Notes: SCP-1825 needs to be cleaned of blood, have its leg fixed, and moved to its original containment immediately. It appears that when placed inside a spherical room, SCP-1825 cannot identify the room as a playing field, so in an attempt to start the game, SCP-1825 interprets its surroundings into something it can work with. Signed, Dr. T. Test Number 9. Subject, 21 D-Class Personnel, numbers 3 through 23. Time, February 2nd, 4:02 p.m. Test. Activate SCP-1825 in a rectangular room that measures 10 meters by 34 meters by 3 meters, and let 18 D-Class Personnel in the same room during activation. D-Class Personnel Number 3 is to simply activate SCP-1825 and is told not to pull the plunger. 1 minute after activation, D-Class Personnel Number 22 and D-Class Personnel Number 23 are told to go inside and walk around. Result: D-Class Personnel Numbers 4 through 21 were prevented from moving as expected. When D-Class Personnel Number 22 and Number 23 were told to go inside, they were allowed to move freely. When D-Class Personnel Number 22 and Number 23 were instructed to try to move SCP-1825, D-Class Personnel 22 and 23 were unsuccessful. Once SCP-1825 was turned off, D-Class Personnel 22 and 23 were able to lift SCP-1825. Notes: using SCP-1825 as a means of containment for D-Class Personnel has been considered and denied due to obvious destructive purposes SCP-1825 possesses. This test would also explain how SCP-1825 remained intact during test number 7. Signed, Dr. T. Test number 11, subject D-Class Personnel number 3. Time, February 3rd, 11:25 a.m. Test, keep SCP-1825 in the same rectangular room. Tell D-Class Personnel number 3 to line the entire room with the given furniture so it blocks the ball from going inside the drain. Result, as soon as D-Class Personnel number 3 hit the ball with the plunger, the ball kept bouncing around inside the ring of furniture. The ball has become trapped in an endless loop and presumably refuses to turn off until the ball returns to the drain. Test number 11.1, subject D-Class Personnel number 3. Time, February 3rd, 11:34 a.m. Test, give D-Class Personnel number 3 a set of tools and tell her to try and remove the glass. Once done, D-Class Personnel number 3 is asked to try and touch the furniture from SCP-1825 and put the ball back in the drain. Result, D-Class Personnel number 3 successfully removed the glass and confirmed that she could feel the furniture, although no further damage was taken from this action. When the ball was lifted up, the force burst through the ceiling. D-Class Personnel number 3 panicked and shoved the ball into the drain, which created a large hole in the area. When the game was ended, the score was 30,232,450 and has been recorded as the high score by SCP-1825. Notes: these results explains that the ball is what causes damage, not the machine. This would open up a possibility for military use, but since it's the only one, it's best if we didn't use SCP-1825 in a situation where it could be damaged further. Signed, Dr. T. Test number 12, subject D-Class Personnel number 3. Time, February 3rd, 1:44 p.m. Test, SCP-1825 is to be outside with a truck placed 25 meters in front of it. D-Class Personnel number 3 is asked to take the ball out before hitting it with the flipper and feel around for an object shaped like a truck in SCP-1825's playing field. If D-Class Personnel number 3 finds it, she is then tasked to hit it with the ball. Result, test aborted. Notes, since there is a high probability that SCP-1825 would not comprehend an outside playing field and turn into the pinball, I stop the test. I recommend that we cease further testing with SCP-1825 and have it remain in storage until further notice. Signed, Dr. T. Addendum 18251A. Dr. T's statements have been noted. Tests held inside a spherical room or outside involving SCP-1825 will be denied. That concludes this confidential document.